Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olsen Show.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. Part history, part sage, part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. And he'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way and listen while the coyotes howl.
Billionaire investor George Soros says that the modest U.S. economic recovery is temporary. Do you believe that the worst is behind us?
If by the question you mean he thinks it's going to get worse, I would say that he possibly is right. If oil prices are allowed to inflate and keep inflating, if the dollar keeps going down in value, which is not good because you're going to pay $25 for a loaf of bread pretty soon. If you look at what's happening with our food prices, they're going through the roof.
Geronimo's gone and Sam Bass is gone.
Chad Olsen Show.
And the lion.
Well, that was the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, right there. Not in 2022, but back in 2011, 2012, when he was flirting with the idea of possibly running for president during the Mitt Romney, the fetid Mitt Romney rhino cycle that we went through. Back when, sadly, many of you were debating whether or not Rick Santorum's sweater vest or Mitt Romney's hair was the better choice for the GOP nomination. I apologize for telling the truth, but that was the state of the awakening of the electorate at that point, despite the Tea Party rumblings and the understanding, the seminal understanding that we were being sold a rigged game and a bill of goods in the monocratic, faux binary monolith of the single party system in the United States. You were starting to wake up to that, but you hadn't come to full flame at that moment. Donald Trump back then saying $25 bread on the basis of $145 oil prices back in the 2008, 2009, 2010 era that we had all lived through during that time. Tommy Collins is our guest. Great state of North Dakota, but you can't believe the things that are happening in, even in the heartland of America. True blue, true red, not true blue, true red, red state America, red-blooded Americans fighting for the best standard of living that you find anywhere in the United States, and that is still in the breadbasket of America, where until recently we've still had the ability to just basically live our lives and drive our pickups and shoot our guns and eat our cows and keep mostly to ourselves. Now they're trying desperately to pull the last tendrils apart in that standard of living in the United States, and they're doing it in North Dakota with this idea of a Chinese big ag concern, this corporate ag concern, a wet corn milling facility to derive both lysine and threonine, crucial amino acids for the making of those amino goop burgers that they sell at Burger King and other places where they pretend it's meat, but it's not meat, and it's loaded with estrogen, enough estrogen to grow you a nice set of man boobs if you're not careful, and they can't do any of that unless they have this high-density lysine, this high concentration of lysine. That is the chief amino acid that you find in red meat, and they can't duplicate it with anything that comes from the plant kingdom. So when they put together these plant burgers, they have to have the lysine to be able to make these foodstuffs. They're saying they're going to feed livestock with it, but the reality is it's crucial in the ingredients list in the Impossible Whopper and those kind of foodstuffs that they're trying to transition us to. But guess what, the end game of all of that is not things that even taste like beef. They want to feed this to mealworms and crickets and cockroaches. And you've seen this push. They're trying to get us to eat bugs. Tommy, it turns my stomach just to even think about, but they're trying to indoctrinate kids. They've even got these pilot programs where they bring these little programs, you know, kind of a show and tell from Nightmare on Elm Street thing, where they get these kids to crunch on chocolate covered crickets and fried crickets and all this stuff. They're trying to familiarize them with these ideas, because that's where they're going to push us at the end. You can't even make this stuff up.
And the cattle industry, from the cattlemen I'm speaking to, they don't really even fully understand what this has to do with their industry and how that would, you know, yes, terribly affect our entire country and our meat supply. You know, I'm going to say this publicly. My concern is, after seeing what they did with COVID, my concern is our next pandemic is going to come out in our meat supply. Because in order for them to be prosperous with their launch in 2023, yes, our meat supply has to be compromised.
Well, Tommy, we see the way they've already done that in the chicken population with this avian flu, and they've literally killed tens of millions of chickens across the United States, eradicated entire flocks on the basis of these test positive, same PCR tests they used on you and me, or didn't use on you and me, during the height of the COVID pandemic. They're using those on the chicken and poultry populations, and they've liquidated tens of millions of chickens across the United States. I agree with you. I think they're going to do the same thing to the beef supply, and it would be so very easy to do. Could be brucellosis, could be cowpox. Maybe we get a cowpox epidemic.
Want to know this? What's really crazy, and many Americans do not know this. In Manhattan, Kansas, they've moved a bio facility that was way off of our shore in Plum Island, way off the East Coast to protect us.
Yes,
that's where they do all the these mad scientist tests on animals and mad cow disease and Lyme disease and whatever.
Many
and
people believe
that, real smart.
Just as background, many people believe that's where Lyme disease actually originated and escaped was from Plum Island in New York. Continue.
That's right, because during a storm, those ticks off of Plum Island flew through the wind and got it. Yes, that they do believe that, and that's a true story. And so, with that said, they thought it'd be real smart to put that facility up in the middle of cattle country in Manhattan, Kansas, where yes, we have the largest cattle feedlots in the country. And seven times in history, they had seven breaches in that Plum Island facility that were human breaches. That means one breach and something gets let out of there. Right there, we have the largest cattle feedlots, or the most concentrated cattle feedlots in the country, right there in Manhattan, Kansas. And I'm, this is the thing. People are like, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist. And this is what I say. My mama raised me. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, acts like a duck, it's a duck. Time to get our heads out of the sand and look at the writing on the wall and say, this isn't cool. This is our country. There are more of us than there are of you. We're taking our country back.
We absolutely have to. And it's not, once they've run the operation on us once, it's no longer a conspiracy. So I don't think we even need to worry about being termed conspiracy theorists. Everything they're running is conspiracy fact. They're destroying the meat, right, supply, destroying the food supply. You can't even find baby formula in the United States. Do you ever think you'd live to see a day when mothers couldn't even find formula? I'm an advocate for breastfeeding, and I believe we should return to nature as God intended it. But this situation where we can't even meet the basic necessities of the American population, all of it done intentionally. They're trying to force us into a starvation, artificial scarcity model to control your behavior from the cradle to a very early grave. And they're doing it in meticulous precision in everything they do. We'll be back with more. Short segment here, longer segment after we come back from the break. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.